Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Hari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Trinadapi Suni Chena, Taror Iva Sahishnuna, Amanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kivalam, Kalo Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gatiranyata. I would like to preach on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 4, verse 6. Chapter 4 is entitled Transcendental Knowledge. Transcendental knowledge is distinct from material knowledge.
El conocimiento trascendental es diferente al conocimiento material.
Material knowledge deals with the body, the mind, and the material energy.
El conocimiento material es acerca del cuerpo, la mente y del cuerpo material.
But transcendental knowledge deals with the soul and the super soul.
Pero el conocimiento trascendental trata acerca del alma y la superalma.
And the spiritual energy. The process by which the conditioned soul approaches the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Is called Bhakti Yoga. That is the only method by which one can actually achieve a relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Other forms of knowledge or yoga,
otra forma de conocimiento o de yoga
will not give you direct contact with God Himself.
No te dará un contacto directo con Dios mismo.
This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita.
Está confirmado en el Bhagavad Gita.
In at least three different verses.
En al menos tres diferentes versos.
So according to Bhagavad Gita,
así, de acuerdo al Bhagavad Gita,
there is no doubt about it.
No hay una duda acerca de ello.
It is only by loving devotional service
solo por amoroso servicio devocional
that one can come closer to God.
Uno puede acercarse a Dios.
In today's verse that I have selected,
en el verso que he seleccionado el día de hoy,
we will understand what is the position of God.
Vamos a entender cuál es la posición de Dios.
So please repeat after me.
Así que por favor repita después de mí.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
We have just chanted the 12 syllable mantra.
Acabamos de cantar el mantra de 12 sílabas.
By the chanting of mantras, we can approach God.
Por medio del canto del mantra podemos acercarnos a Dios.
Especially in this age.
Especialmente en esta era.
The chanting of mantras,
el canto del mantras
is the recommended process
es el proceso recomendado
for getting nearer to God.
Para acercarse a Dios.
The word mantra,
la palabra mantra
is two syllables.
Tiene dos sílabas.
Mantra. Man means the mind.
Man significa la mente.
And tra means to deliver.
Y tra significa liberar.
The conditioned soul
el alma condicionada
is attached to the material energy
está apegada a la energía material
and is totally controlled by that material energy.
Está totalmente controlada por esa energía material.
Sometimes compared to the spell of a witch.
Una vez es comparado con el maleficio de una bruja.
But by chanting mantras,
pero por cantar mantras,
the mind,
la mente,
which is the chief representative of the soul,
que es la jefa y representante de la, del alma,
is delivered out of the material energy,
es liberada fuera de la energía material,
is awakened from the lap of the witch called Maya,
se le despierta del regazo de la bruja llamada Maya,
and is placed under the protection of Bhakti Devi,
y queda a la disposición de Bhakti Devi,
the beautiful goddess,
la hermosa diosa,
who allows us entrance,
que nos permite
entrance to the Supreme Personality of Godhead's lotus feet. So now we will chant today's verse. Every shloka spoken by
Krishna
is a mantra. Every one of these verses can deliver you from the witch known as Maya.
Pueden liberarlo ustedes de la bruja conocida como Maya.
Repite. Ajopi sannavyayatma.
Ajopi sannavyayatma.
Ajopi sannavyayatma.
Ajopi sannavyayatma.
Ajopi sannavyayatma.
Ajopi sannavyayatma.
Bhutanam ishvaropi san.
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 Prakritim swamadishtaya.
Prakritim swamadishtaya.
Prakritim swamadishtaya.
Prakritim swamadishtaya.
Prakritim swamadishtaya.
Prakritim swamadishtaya.
Sambhavam yatma mayaya. Sambhavam atma mayaya. Sambhavam yatma mayaya. So I will read the translation and then you have them repeat part by part the Espanol. Claro? Although I am unborn, and my transcendental body never deteriorates, and although I am the Lord of all living entities, I still appear, I do incarnate in every millennium in my original transcendental form by my internal energy.
Repitamos por favor, aunque soy innaciente,
aunque soy innaciente,
y mi cuerpo trascendental,
nunca se deteriora,
y aunque soy el Señor de todas las entidades vivientes, aún así aparezco en cada milenio en mi trascendental forma original.
Done. This chapter began with Krishna explaining how the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita comes to human society.
Este Bhagavad Gita comienza con la Suprema Personalidad de Dios explicando cómo este conocimiento viene a los seres humanos.
That process is known as parampara.
Este proceso se conoce como parampara.
Originally, it is spoken by God.
Originalmente hablado por Dios.
And is delivered to his representative.
Y es entregado a sus representantes.
That representative is known as Guru.
Ese representante se le conoce como Guru.
And the Guru transmits that same information.
Ese Guru transmite esa misma información.
Without change.
Sin cambio.
To his disciple.
A su discípulo.
The good disciple,
el buen discípulo,
also becomes qualified as guru and delivers the same knowledge to his disciple. It is like gathering a fruit from the top of a tree and the fruit is handed down to one person after another till it winds up in the basket on the ground. In this edition of Bhagavad Gita, which was spoken 5,000 years ago, Krishna pointed out that this parampara had become broken. Somebody had changed the message. Because originally this was spoken millions of years ago to the president of the planet of the sun. But now Krishna said this disciplic succession was broken. So now he was starting the new disciplic succession with Arjuna as the first recipient. The Bhagavad Gita that we currently study is contained in a larger book known as the Mahabharata. Sri Sri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. Krishna pointed out why he was beginning the disciplic succession with Arjuna. And hence comes a very important line in the Bhagavad Gita. Repite. Bhakto si me sakacheti. And these two qualifications of Arjuna are also necessary for us to comprehend Bhagavad Gita. Without these two qualifications, you cannot understand. So what were those two qualifications? You have to be Krishna's devotee and you have to be Krishna's friend. If you have those two, now you can understand Bhagavad Gita. In this current age of Kali, the question was asked of Lord Chaitanya. How do I know someone is a devotee? And Lord Chaitanya said, if the name of Krishna comes on the person's tongue, then that person is a devotee. Let me hear you all chant Krishna's name on your tongue.
Por favor, déjenme escuchar el nombre de Krishna en sus lenguas.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Now we can understand Bhagavad Gita.
Ahora podemos entender el Bhagavad Gita.
And to be Krishna's friend means you're nice to him.
Y ser amigo de Krishna significa ser muy bueno con él.
You like him.
Que usted le gusta.
How many people like Krishna?
Krishna?
Anybody not like Krishna? You don't like
Krishna?
No. If you don't like Krishna, you're in the wrong place. This is the place where everybody likes Krishna. Beyond liking is loving. So, after all of this, Arjuna asks a question. He's puzzled. He has doubt.
Tiene una duda.
Because as far as Arjuna knows,
porque hasta donde Arjuna sabe,
he and Krishna are roughly the same age.
Krishna y él tienen más o menos la misma edad.
They're contemporaries.
Son contemporáneos.
But Krishna said that he spoke Bhagavad Gita to the sun god millions of years.
Pero Krishna le está diciendo que le dio este conocimiento del Bhagavad Gita al dios del sol hace millones de años.
It's just like if Chakravarti said,
es como si Chakravarti Prabhu dijera,
oh, I've been to the moon.
He ido a la luna.
Everybody, what?
Todo el mundo va a decir, ¿qué?
Chakravarti, we know you. You haven't been. So Arjuna has doubt.
Así que Arjuna tiene dudas.
So then Krishna says to Arjuna,
entonces Krishna le dice a Arjuna,
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 I and you have taken birth many times.
Usted y yo hemos tomado nacimiento muchas veces.
This is not your first dance.
Esta no es la, tu primera vez.
We have appeared many, many times.
Hemos aparecido muchas, muchas veces.
But there's a difference between me and you.
Hay una diferencia entre tú y yo.
I remember
yo recuerdo
all my previous births.
Todos mis nacimientos previos.
You don't.
Tú no.
So, this proves that there's a difference between us and God.
Esto prueba que hay una diferencia entre nosotros y Dios.
There is a kind of so-called spiritual philosophy.
Hay una definición de una así llamada filosofía.
They teach,
ellos enseñan,
you are equal to God.
Eres igual a Dios.
Bhagavad Gita does not approve of such nonsense.
Bhagavad Gita no aprueba esta cosa sin sentido.
Krishna says, Arjuna, there's a difference between me and you.
Dice, Arjuna, hay una diferencia entre tú y yo.
And if anyone has read the Mahabharata,
dice, alguien ha leído el Mahabharata,
there's a big difference between us and Arjuna.
Hay una gran diferencia entre nosotros y Arjuna.
What Arjuna can do and what we can do,
de lo que nosotros podemos hacer y Arjuna,
no comparison.
No tiene comparación.
But the point remains, there is a difference between us and God.
Hay una diferencia entre nosotros y Dios.
Now in this verse that you chanted,
ahora, en este verso que acabas de cantar,
Krishna or God,
Krishna, oh Dios,
explains something about himself.
Explica algo acerca de sí mismo.
When you meet a person,
cuando usted conoce una persona,
especially for the first time,
especialmente por la primera vez,
you usually say, who are you? What do you do? Especially in the business field. Or you in the professional music radio field. You're coming in contact with all different kinds of people. It's important to know who you're talking to. So
Krishna
is going to tell us now, he's introducing who he is. So the first word, repite, Ajja. Krishna says, I was never born. Now, earlier in the Bhagavad Gita, in chapter 2, Krishna said that you are also Ajja. Because what was the first lesson of Bhagavad Gita? You're not your body. You're not what you see in the mirror. No, usted. Correcto? You are alma. Soul. So here Krishna says, I am also unborn. Just like you. Then he uses another word. Repeat it. Avyaya. Now Krishna says, his body and our body diferente. Krishna says he is avyaya. His body does not get old. Anybody here not getting old? But Krishna says, I don't get old. It never deteriorates. When you're young, you don't think about these kinds of things. But once you hit 40, then you start to think, the machine is breaking down. And more and more, when you look in the mirror, you see the machine breaking down. But on the battle of Kurukshetra, Krishna was 120 years old. How old is this boy here? How old is your son? 11. The older one?
No, the older 13.
13. Anybody here 15, 16? Okay. So, Krishna, although he was 125 years old, did not look more than 16, maybe 25 years old. That is not going to be true for any of us here in this room. So if anybody ever claims, I am God, here's the test. No matter how old they are, they should look like they are 16, 20 years old. If they don't, and they're claiming to be God, cheating, lying. So this word avyaya, Krishna's body never deteriorates. Now the next word, repite. Ishvara. Krishna says that he is the supreme controller. He says, I am the controller of everybody and everything. We can barely control our husbands and wives. Or our children. We can't even control our bodily functions. There's a new philosophy I just heard the other day. That you're supposed to talk to your body. I said, this is nonsense. Oh, stomach, please be good. Talk to your body. It doesn't talk back. What's the point? People talk to their dogs. What does the dog say? Roof, roof. So, we can barely control anything. But Krishna can control anything and everything. Therefore, he is Ishvara. Then Krishna says, repite, Sambhavami. Now this word Sambhavami can be taken two ways. He appears. He manifests. Or he incarnates. But incarnate doesn't mean that he has a material body like me and you. Sometimes The word incarnate, people understand it like that.
Muchas veces la gente interpreta la palabra encarnación como eso.
That God comes down and takes on a human body.
Que Dios desciende y toma un cuerpo material.
But that's not Krishna.
Pero eso no es Krishna.
There may be another religion.
Puede ser otra religión.
And they may say that God takes a human form.
Que Dios toma una forma humana.
But that's not Krishna.
Pero eso no es Krishna.
Krishna comes.
Krishna viene.
You can see him.
Puedes verlo.
You can touch him.
Puedes tocarlo.
You can hear him.
Puedes escucharlo.
But that's not material.
Pero eso no es material.
It is a spiritual form.
Es una forma espiritual.
Therefore, Sambhavami.
Así, Sambhavami.
I appear.
Yo aparezco.
You and me, we take a material body.
Usted y yo, sí, nosotros tomamos un cuerpo humano.
But not Krishna.
Pero no Krishna.
And this is a very important point.
Este es un punto muy importante.
If I think
si yo pienso,
that God takes a material body
Dios toma un cuerpo material,
and becomes influenced by the material energy, then my understanding of God is deficient.
Entonces, mi entendimiento de Dios es deficiente.
Therefore, the final word to describe Krishna.
Así, la última palabra para describir a Krishna.
Repite. Atma Mayaya.
Atma Mayaya.
Krishna appears by his own spiritual energy.
Krishna aparece por su propia energía espiritual.
You and me, we are forced to appear
usted y yo estamos forzados a aparecer
by the material energy.
Por la energía material.
In the Bhagavad Gita,
en el Bhagavad Gita,
there are different synonyms for the material energy. Inferior. Exterior. Okay, that's the material adjectives. But the transcendental energy, the spiritual energy, superior. Eternal. Much, much nicer. So Krishna appears by his internal spiritual eternal energy. The material energy also belongs to Krishna. He claims that it's his energy. But he himself doesn't deal with it. Just like your boys might play with toy cars. Are you going to play with a toy car? Especially you. You got a nice new car now. You have a superior car. Right? Your boys, they cannot play with that big car. It's ludicrous. Can you see Pallad behind the wheel? Papa, I'm driving. Papa. Krishna plays with his spiritual energy, not the inferior material or toy energy. To Krishna, this material energy is like a doll, like a toy. So now you understand something about the position of God. Let's chant the holy name, please. Una más.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
It is proper that when a sannyasi enters, one should offer due respects. Vancha kalpaturubhyascha kripa sindubhyaya bhaja patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Which is a good segue, because I was informed by disciplic succession that I should speak something about Lord Balaram. Who wants to hear about Lord Balaram? Jai. Lord Balaram appeared before Krishna. Even though Balaram is Krishna's first personal expansion, in the spiritual world, he appears in the lila, in the drama, in the pastimes, as Krishna's elder brother. So this gives us some idea of the spiritual energy. Things can appear contradictory. So Balaram has two mothers. He first appeared in the womb of a Devaki. But by Krishna's design, he was attracted out of the womb of Devaki and placed in the womb of Rohini. Devaki's husband is Vasudeva. But Vasudev has another wife, maybe 90 miles away, in Gokula. And that is Rohini. So Vasudev is the father of Balaram, either from Devaki or Rohini. But by Krishna's desire, Yoga Maya, the spiritual energy, attracted Balaram from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. Therefore, you can call Balaram by two names. Devaki Nandana, Rohini Nandana. Balaram has other names. Repite. Balabhadra means he's supremely auspicious and powerful. Then Sankarsana. He is the attracting principle. Then he is known as Halayuda. He can fight with his weapon, the plow. And he is known as Baladev, the deity with unsurpassable strength. And like Krishna, Balaram has pastimes in Vrindavan, Mathura, and Dwaraka. So, I'd like to talk one pastime of Balaram. During the battle of Kurukshetra, Balaram did not participate in the battle because he had vested interests on both sides. So he did not participate. Instead, he went traveling throughout South India. And he went to many different holy places. One day he happened to come to the holy place Naimisharanya.
Él llegó al lugar sagrado de Naimisharanya.
And there was a big gathering of rishis and sages. And just as I'm sitting on this Vyasasana, all the saintly persons had selected somebody to speak. His name was Romaharshan Sutta. That Sutta title meant that he was born from a mixed caste. He was part Brahmin, part Kshatriya. But because of his learning, his knowledge, he was speaking to this assembly of advanced personalities. So while he is sitting on the Vyasasana, Balaram enters the assembly. And everybody stood up. They stood up because they all knew Balaram is God. He is not one of us. We may be very powerful rishi. We may have great powers. But Balaram is above us. Everyone stood up. So, make believe. Balaram enters. What would you do?
If Balaram... Come on.
So I'll get up. Balaram just entered. Come on. Balaram has just entered. Also gives your legs a break. All right. So, Balaram has entered, but did I stand up? I'm playing the role of Romaharshan.
Balaram, Troy y todos se levantaron, pero yo me levanté. No, yo estoy haciendo el papel de Romaharshan.
You're Balaram? Okay. So, now you can all sit down, except Balaram. Balaram, show everybody what Balaram did. I'm Romaharshan, and I'm speaking. So Balaram finds a piece of kusha grass. Balaram comes over, touches me, and I die. In front of all the saints and sages. And everybody would... Balaram did it for a reason. Balaram knew who Romaharshan Sutta was. He knew that he was from mixture. Romaharshan should have also stood up and honored Balaram because Balaram was superior.
Romaharshan Sutta también debió levantarse y dar reverencia porque Balaram era supremo.
Balaram killed Romaharshan to show everyone a lesson.
Balaram mató a Romaharshan para enseñarle a todos una lección.
That you may be sitting on the Vyasasana.
Y usted puede estar sentado en la Vyasasana.
But you are not bigger or better or higher than God. You have to stand up and offer your respects. So all the saints and sages went to Balaram. And they said to him, we know for you there is no sin. But by your example, people may misunderstand. Therefore, we think you should do something to atone for this, just to set an example for the general mass of people. Balaram immediately said, I can bring him back to life and he won't have any memory of the whole incident. That's God. God can take life. God can give life. That's why we're not God. We can take somebody's life, but you can't give it back once you take it. I have not heard yet of a murderer who told the judge, oh, okay, here's the guy. I didn't commit any murder. He's right here. You never hear that. But God can. Balaram can. The Brahmins and sages said, no, Balaram, no need for that. But we have a request. There is one demon. He comes every so often. We are doing our sacrifice. And when we're doing, he creates a big disturbance. And it rains pus and blood, stool, urine. Imagine when we go take prasad. All of a sudden. So this demon was a big problem for the sages. So Balaram said, I will take care of this demon. The demon's name was Bulbula. So the night came, and Bulbula was huge. And he blackened the sky by his big body. And he had reddish coppery hair and a beard. And when he came, he started to do his contamination. Balaram called for his plow. And with his plow, he dragged him down. And Bulbula came crashing down. Then Balaram has a second weapon. The club. And with his club, he smashed the head of Bulbula. Balaram Aki! Balaram Aki! Balaram Aki! The sages also requested Balaram. Because the sages had given a special benediction to Romaharshansutta. So they wanted Balaram to transfer that benediction to his son. Yes. So Romaharshan's son was Sutta Goswami. So he continued the speaking of the Vedic scriptures. And that same Sutta Goswami later is in the area when Shukadeva Goswami speaks Bhagavatam for the first time to Maharaj Parikshit. And at the end, when Shukadeva is finishing up, he tells everybody, this Sutta Goswami will later preach to the sages of Naimisharanya this Bhagavatam that I have spoken. And if you read Srimad Bhagavatam, the opening scene, Sutta Goswami is answering the questions of the sages of Naimisharanya. And this is only one pastime of Balaram. I could speak for another 3 hours, but I'm not that kind of preacher. Now we will finish. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. I thank this temple for allowing me to vituperate. Thank you very much. This is one of my favorite temples to speak about Krishna. I give you all blessing. May Krishna bless you, protect you, maintain you. And just as now, after my last visit, the altar now is redone, may this temple flourish more and more. May this temple become the best temple in all the three worlds. Gracias. Hare Krishna.